It's Tuesday, September 6th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Persecution in Afghanistan against Christians is the worst in the world, according to the latest report from Open Doors. But now this. Gandhara News reports that Turkey is persecuting the persecuted. Turkish security forces are using live ammunition and physical force to keep Afghans from entering their borders. So far this year, Turkey has deported nearly 43,000 Afghans. The Afghanistan economy has completely collapsed, reports CNBC. Humanitarian aid to Afghanistan is not enough to sustain its economy, according to the UN Development Program. Several provincial hospitals in Afghanistan witnessed a 70 to 90% increase in the treatment of malnourished children over the first 6 months of the year, and 75% of the children screened in the Shah Joy district were, quote, acutely malnourished, end quote. Sergio Menetti, acting country director for Intersos in Afghanistan, said, quote, the economic crash that has happened as a result of the sanctions against the Taliban and the freezing of the country's assets are having a devastating impact. People have lost their jobs, food prices have gone sky high, and to add to their problems, the drought means that many people have lost their livelihoods as well, end quote. Psalm 10, verse 2 says, the wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. The markets opened today with the U.S. NASDAQ coming out of a two-week 13% decline. The gold price is $1,712 per ounce, and silver weighs in at $18.20 per ounce. Bitcoin hovered around $19,700 Monday. On September 4th, a bizarre stabbing spree in Canada resulted in the murder of 10 people and the wounding of 18, reports CBC. The violence took place in 13 different locations in and around Weldon, Saskatchewan, and James Smith Cree Nation. Police from Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba are searching for Miles Sanderson, age 30, and Damian Sanderson, age 31, after the attacks prompted a dangerous persons alert. Earlier this year, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau introduced legislation to put a national freeze on the purchase and sale of handguns. The Wall Street Journal reports that support for the